I'm going to give you the Christian Survival Kit tonight. And I'll go ahead and list the things and give out some verses, and then we'll go back through this list and give a little more explanation. The first thing, Eileen, Matthew 7, 1-3, is a toothpick. Next, Ben, Philippians 4, 11-13, is a rubber band. Next, Dan, Ephesians 1, 3, is a pencil. Next, Proverbs 24, 16, Cindy, is a Butterfinger candy bar. Next, Proverbs 17, 22, Van, is a Snickers candy bar. Next, Charlene, Philippians 4, 13, a stick of gum. Next, Pam, 1 Peter 3, 10. Dean, James 1:19, that's a button. And next, Danny, Proverbs 18:17 is a jump rope. Next, Elizabeth, Matthew 5:14-16 is a candle. Next, Isaiah, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, a tea bag. And then I don't have a verse for the next one, a lollipop. The next one, Mariah, Colossians 1:16 is a paperclip. Next is a string. Nothing, no verse with that one. The next is a Psalm, and this would be Amy, Psalm 46:1, a lifesaver. The next one's a penny. No verse with that one. The next one, Amy, is 1 John 4:7, a Hershey's Hugs and Kisses. Next is a nail. Next, Colossians 3:12, Chad, is a Band-Aid. An eraser, and then finally salt, and that's Matthew 5:13, and I'll get that one. So, okay, Eileen, the toothpick, Matthew 7, 1-3.
Judge not that ye be not judged, for with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote of thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye?
So the toothpick is to remind you to remember to pick the mote out of your own eye before you try to pick the beam, or the beam out of your own eye before you pick the mote out of someone else's eye. Got that backwards. Philippians 4, 11-13. Ben.
Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to be how abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me.
The rubber band is a reminder to be flexible. The next is Ephesians 1:3.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
The pencil is to remind us to list our blessings daily. Proverbs 24:16, the Butterfinger candy bar. Butterfinger candy bars remind us we all sometimes slip. Snickers candy bar, Proverbs 17:22.
A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones.
The Snickers is a reminder us to have that a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Stick of gum, Philippians 4:13. That's so you can stick to it. With God, we can accomplish anything. The button, 1 Peter 3:10 and James 1:19.
I'm sorry, you're going too fast for me. You're going way too fast. After the Philippians 4:13, what was that?
That was a stick of gum. Does anyone else need another one before I proceed here? And I will slow down. I will. Anyone else need any others?
The candle?
Yeah, where'd it go? I can't see it. I know it's here. Oh, there it is. Yeah, Matthew 5, 14 to 16. Okay. Everybody else caught up now?
First Peter
3:10, and then Dean will read James 1:19.
For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile.
Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every one be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath.
The button is to remind us to button your lip. The jump rope, Proverbs 18:17. The jump rope is to remind us not to jump to conclusions. Make sure you hear both sides of the story. The candle, Matthew 5, 14 to 16. Candle to remind us to let our light shine. Am I going slow enough? I forgot. So, you all right? Everybody caught up? Okay. Tea bag. 1 Thessalonians 5:18.
In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
The tea bag is to remember to relax and go over your list of blessings. The lollipop. To remember to lick your problems. To help you lick your problems. Go ahead. This is a paper clip now. Colossians 1:16. Is that Colossians 1:16?
No, you said 1:19.
I did?
That's what I had written down.
Okay. 1:16 is what we need there.
For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or friends.
And by him.
That was the end of it.
Was it? It was verse 17?
Yeah. Well,
he is before the, all things, and by him all things.
Yeah. That's verse 17?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that. By him all things consist. Everything's held together by him. That's the paperclip. Remind us, he holds it all together for us. The string. To help you tie up loose ends. No verse for that one. The lifesaver, Psalm 46:1.
God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
To remember that the Lord is there to help, our lifesaver. Penny, no verse with this one. To give you the extra sense, S-E-N-C-E, that everyone needs. Probably a verse on wisdom would go well with that, if you want to add something to that. But that was a penny. The Hershey hugs and kisses, 1 John 4:7.
Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God.
Hershey's hugs and kisses to remember to love one another. The nail, to help you to remember the price Jesus paid because he loves you. Many verses could be put with that. The Band-Aid, Colossians 3:12.
Okay. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, vows of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering.
The Band-Aid is to help You fix hurt feelings between you and others. An eraser to remind you that everyone makes mistakes. Y'all ready for the next one? The last one, the salt, Matthew 5:13. To remind you that to be the salt of the earth. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. So I just thought that was kind of interesting, and some things there that we all, I think, need to be reminded of from time to time as well. Have a